Shorebirds are birds commonly found along sandy or rocky shorelines, mudflats and shallow waters all around the globe. But a study co-authored by Czech scientist Vojtěch Kubelka shows that these birds are increasingly threatened with extinction. The research, recently published in the prestigious US magazine Science, reveals a link between nest predation and climate change on a global scale, but especially in the Arctic. I met with Mr. Kubelka to find out more about his study, but I first asked him why he decided to study shorebirds, which are not that common in the Czech Republic.
That's correct. In the Czech Republic, we have only 9 to 11 species breeding here, and shorebirds are all over the world. But I have been fascinated by shorebirds for many years, and I can say three main reasons for that. They can be nearly everywhere in any environment, from deserts to high mountains, from rainforest to Arctic. They have really diverse mating strategies. They can even have a sex role reversal, that females are fighting each other and attracting males, and then males take care of eggs and chicks. And the last big reason is that they migrate over huge distances. They can fly over 10,000s of kilometers without stopping from Alaska to New Zealand, and these are really recordments in avian kingdom.
So what exactly was the focus of your study, and when did you actually start studying shorebirds?
I started studying shorebirds 12 years ago here in the Czech Republic. We set up the new working group for shorebirds in the Czech Republic. We have done many small-scale studies, conservation projects, and this particular study started in 2015 when I looked on the nest predation, which is how often eggs are taken away from the nest by predators. And I started it in 2015 by looking into the literature, mainly already published literature about the nest predation data.
If I understand it correctly, one of the main conclusions of your study is that climate change can impact relations between different species on a global scale, that means between the predators and the birds. How did you arrive to that conclusion?
Predator-prey interactions are really disrupted by climate change, according to our study. And this is indirect link that climate change can change the abundance of prey, which is in this case lemmings, small rodents, which are the base of the food web in the Arctic. And it's well known that due to global warming and insuitability of snow cover during the winter, melting and frozen of the snow again, these creatures are struggling to get to the food under the snow, and they disappeared at many places in the Arctic around year 2000. And without these lemmings, Arctic predators are more predating on other alternative prey, which is in our case shorebirds' nests. This is the indirect link, and then we also have the direct correlation, and it's really true that on the sites, especially in the Arctic, where the global warming or climatic instability was the most pronounced, these are the same places where we have recorded the highest nest predation rates.
Which species are we talking about? Which species in particular prey on shorebirds' nests?
Mm-hmm. In Arctic, this is mostly the Arctic fox, and then raven, for example, corvid's birds, and then gulls, and weasel as well in the Arctic. For example, in temperate region in Czech Republic, red fox is really the most important predator of shorebirds' nest, and then hedgehog, again, corvid birds. These are the most important predators. But going down in the tropics, there are lizards, snakes, even crab can steal the egg from the nest.
So how serious is this problem? Does it mean that if the climate warming continues, that shorebirds are threatened with extinction?
It's true, actually, and shorebirds are squeezed by several other factors as well. Now we prove that they have really low reproductive success, which means that less young birds can join the population. And on the other hand, also the suitable habitat for them is shrinking, because when they are flying to Arctic cannot be shrinked to anywhere else, because there is the pole, the end of the earth. That means that these birds will probably struggle a lot. Moreover, they have many problems along their flyways already. On their stopover sites, especially in Yellow Sea, in China, Korea, many intertidal mudflats are disappearing really quickly, and these birds need these sites for refueling during the migration. Therefore, it's not surprising that the majority of shorebirds are declining already worldwide.
Can anything be done to prevent this situation?
Well, it's difficult to say what can be done in the Arctic. We could imagine that we can fence a part of the Arctic to protect them against foxes, but still these are only small-scale projects. And from the global perspective, I think that we can do better and help shorebirds more when we focus on preserving of the intertidal mudflats right now to help them to have at least better adult survival, because shorebirds can live quite long, and if they have long lives, then they have more opportunities to reproduce during a longer lifetime.
Was there anything in particular that you found surprising while conducting the study?
We tested actually the predicted and assumed latitudinal gradient in nest predation, which was assumed to be higher in the tropics, where the higher variability of predators, it's probably reason. And we really saw this pattern, but only on historic data set before year 2000. And after year 2000, we have been really surprised by the rocket increase of the nest predation in the temperate and especially in the Arctic region. That means that we suppose that there could be some increase, but not so rapid and not so tightly linked, for example, to the lemming disappearance.
And does that mean that the climate changes may be more pronounced in the Arctic than elsewhere in the world?
It's in tight connection that maybe on the southern hemisphere there is not so pronounced climate change.
Does your study also draw some conclusions as to what could be done in the future in terms of environmental protection?
Well, in the Arctic, it's really difficult to stop the climate change. And of course, it's discussable for which proportion humans are responsible in the climate change, because through the whole history of the planet, several rapid changes has occurred. Maybe not so rapid as this one, but of course, it's a different debate. But especially in the Arctic, we can help protecting particle nests, but what's more important right now, it's to stop really the disappearance of vast intertidal mudflats along shores, especially in East Asia.
The article which has just been published in the Science magazine was part of your dissertation, which you defended only a few weeks ago. What will you do next? Are you planning to continue in the same field of your studies?
Of course, nest predation is only one part of the cycle of shorebirds, and even some of my colleagues were laughing that with this huge data set I could survive for the rest of my career. But of course, I like to do new things. That means that we will extend this story, because there are several possible follow-ups. But also I'm working on a little bit different project, again, broad-scale project about sex roles in shorebirds, again, all over the world, together with Professor Tamás Székely from Debrecen University.
You published this story while still a student, basically. How important is it to have your study published in such a prestigious magazine for your future career?
It's very important. I'm very glad that we have made this achievement. Of course, it's not my own achievement. We have a bigger team for that. And it's a really big thing to me, because I achieved it just before finishing my studies, and it opened many possibilities for my future career. That means that it's a really big thing for me. We have been lucky in many situations. Of course, it's not easy. You must work hard. But you must have also a luck, at least as I understood from my senior colleagues. And yeah, we are totally happy, and that's really important for us.